Bonnie Bishop, two hands.
I was born in 1948 in Southern Ohio at home. My mother knew something was wrong with me immediately by the look on the midwife's face. When the doctor brought my father in to see me, he pulled the blanket off my head and saw two hands growing from the top of my head. He was so distraught that he ran out to the shed and grabbed his hedge clippers and ran back in. Before anyone realized what was happening, he tried to cut off the hands and succeeded in cutting off one. Before he could get to the second one, Mama screamed in horror and grabbed the clippers and cut off his nose. My father ran outside, dripping blood, screaming and jumping around until neighbors came out and took him to the hospital. Quickly, Mama bundled me up and packed a few things, put me in the back seat of the old car, and drove off. She stopped at a store to buy bandages, tape, and peroxide to clean the hole on the top of my head. There was a lot of bleeding, and she told me later that I lost a lot of blood, but she wouldn't take me to the doctor or hospital because she believed the doctors would rush to cut off the other hand, and she wanted that hand to stay right where it was on top of my head. She said it was just so cute. When I was about 3 or 4, I begged for a home and wanted to experience a life not on the run from real or imagined pursuers. While Mama worked during the day, I spent countless hours alone in the car. One day, I was so curious about life outside that old car that I got out, walked over to a man smoking a cigar outside a pool room. And proudly pointed to the top of my head and waved with the hand. Then I gave him the finger with my head hand, and he ran over and grabbed me, and that's how I joined the circus. I still have a hand on my head, but it's not so cute anymore.